Kate! You can't go! Don't get on that plane! Please, let's just go have a cup of coffee. That's all I'm asking for. I'm sure there's another flight to Paris tonight.
Jack, what are you doing here? Do you need closure? Because if you do, after all these years, you got it. I'm okay. I'm fine. I was heartbroken, Jack, but I got over it. I moved on. And you should move on too. Okay? I'm sorry. I just can't. I've got to go. I'm sorry, Jack.
Sorry, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Sit here.
We have a house in Jersey. We have two kids, Annie and Josh. Annie's not much of a violin player, but she tries real hard. She's a little precocious, but that's only because she says what's on her mind. And when she smiles. And Josh, he has your eyes. He doesn't say much, but we know he's smart. He's always got his eyes open. You know, he's always watching us. Sometimes you can look at him and you just know he's learning something new. It's like witnessing a miracle. The house is a mess, but it's ours. After 122 more payments, it's going to be ours. And you, you're a nonprofit lawyer. That's right. You're completely nonprofit. But that doesn't seem to bother you. And we're in love. After 13 years of marriage, we're still unbelievably in love. You won't even let me touch you till I've said it. I sing to you. Not all the time, but definitely on special occasions. You know, we've dealt with our share of surprises and made a lot of sacrifices, but we stayed together. You see, you're a better person than I am. And it made me a better person to be around you. I don't know, maybe it was all just a dream. Maybe I went to bed one lonely night in December and I imagined it all, but I swear, nothing's ever felt more real. And if you get on that plane right now, it'll disappear forever. I know we could both go on with our lives and we'd both be fine. But I've seen what we can be like together. And I choose us. Please, Kate. One cup of coffee. You can always go to Paris. Just, please. Not tonight.
Okay, Jack.